Delhi chief minister's lust for luxury and power. One wonders why the AAP had promised to root out corruption and uplift the underprivileged so quickly deviated to embrace the life of luxury and opulence. Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, was born with professed austerity. Fighting rampant corruption in Indian politics and governance was its prime motive. First initiated by Anna Hazare, the general populace fully supported the movement, which Arvind Kejriwal and his colleagues later politically capitalized on. Soon after the 2013 Delhi election victory, AAP chief Arvind Kejriwal said his party colleague would never take any government provided posh bungalows. They would instead prefer smaller government flats. It earned the party more popularity by the day. People thought that something extraordinary would happen to the nation. In the initial days, without any false show in pomp, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and his MLAs were often seen even commuting by ordinary auto rickshaws and mixing with every poor person on the street. This further helped the party win the hearts of the underprivileged in the capital city, besides other top intellectuals in the country. But, a few years later, the thing has seemingly turned topsy-turvy. The blatant corruption and ostentation in the party have seen many of its MLAs behind bars while others left the party in frustration. The party has time and again been heavily criticized for collecting donations from abroad from NGOs and people whose credentials are doubtful. It is often reported that AAP works hand in glove with certain forces involved in treasonable activities only to remain in power. While the arrest of Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia on charges of corruption in an alleged liquor scam tarnished the party's image, the recent news of the extravagant renovation of the Chief Minister's house left many dumbfounded. Brought forth first by Times Now Navbharat, a popular news media, the Delhi Chief Minister has allegedly spent close to 45 crores in refurbishing his official residence at Civil Lines in New Delhi. This is unacceptable to the general masses. Over 1 crore rupees was spent merely on curtains for the house, while interior decoration gobbled up over 11 crore rupees. A whopping Rs 6 crore was splurged on marble floor tiles. It is alleged that the CM set his eyes on curtains costing 794,000 rupees per piece and thus ordered 23 pieces for the entire setup. The premium Dior Pearl marbles were brought all the way from Vietnam to jazz up the house, costing 3.30 crore rupees. How could one reconcile that the leader of frugality suddenly chooses a wardrobe of 1.41 crore rupees while having a taste for kitchen appliances that touched 1.1 crore? What is most unbecoming is that all these extravagant ideas occurred to the CM's mind when the capital city was seriously plagued by COVID-19. A senior government employee from Delhi laments on social media, "This is how some of our leaders shamelessly luxuriate in the taxpayers' hard-earned money and cheat the gullible public." This episode has hurt Anna Hazare and his followers more than any other. One wonders why the party that promised to root out corruption and uplift the underprivileged so quickly deviated to embrace the life of luxury and opulence. Some of our leaders may fool people with their rhetoric and continue refurbishing their houses and what have they, but will they ever be able to refurbish their guilt-filled hearts? No, not at all. The laws of karma will cut them down to size at the end of the day. Moreover, luxury is inherently elusive, it only corrupts one's inner self. Needless to say, the lust for affluence does not guarantee true peace of mind, while integrity in action and service always ensures both peace and bliss here and hereafter. Topics: AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal, AAP Delhi Government, Aam Aadmi Party, Anna Hazare, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal.